Breakfast with Matt and Alex on Triple J.
Whoop, whoop.
That's the sound of our podcast.
Whoop, whoop.
That's the sound that you must
listen to.
Yeah.
Hope you're good.
Needed that extra bit, didn't it?
Yeah.
We'll work on it here. Thank you very much for joining the Matt and Alex podcast, though. Good times ahead is the forecast. Scattered lols.
No. Mate, there's a cyclone of lols about to happen.
Sure.
I would board up your windows if I were you, put some water in the bathtub, get in the bloody bunker, and shack up! Because it's about to hit. And just when you think it's stopped, you're only in the eye of the storm. Right? It's gonna come thicker and faster than you ever believe.
Oh, man. I don't know if you listening to this podcast have spotted the trend, but we seem to be going on those sort of rants about comparing the show to things more than ever, like that one of them, and it's so much fun to do. Like, because we might hear a text today, we got someone texting just a photo of Tunisia.
Too good.
Is there an end point? Can we
it's
just
getting
keep
out
going?
Of control? I mean, it's like the housing bubble. You know, you see it kind of just floating along, you know, quite steadily over the years, and then all of a sudden it hits like 2000, and it just goes like our personal debt is getting out of control.
I think the Splendor video where someone texted in a photo of a tuna that Yuki from the news read out as well has only made the house prices even higher in tuna analogies.
It's getting to the point where now, I mean, almost everything that comes out of our mouth is so unintelligible. Like, people don't even, I don't think, if you started listening to the show, if you've just tuned in for the first time, you must just be like, what are these bloody Muppets talking about?
Oh, exactly right. Oh, I need to go grab my Usman so I can send my girlfriend to Rodney.
Just what?
For those of you, that's an Usman Khawaja, a charger for your phone. So it's got enough power to send your partner a Rodney Rude, a.k.a. a nude.
Okay, no one's saying that you should, you know.
I never have sent a nude, and I never will.
No, neither have I. I never received one either.
Yeah.
And so, look, I'm fine with it that way.
Yeah, keep it.
But
nice
I do like saying Rodney. I quite like saying, oi, chuck us a Rodney, mate.
Yeah, I really enjoy when Rodney's like, it's not even a noun. He becomes a proper noun, like a person. Oh, so yeah. When am I going to meet Rodney? When are you going to introduce me? I hear he's pretty good. Anyway, hope you enjoy it. Modern baseball, just bloody legends. So
yeah, they were, absolutely were. And so good that they love the Aussie music.
Yeah, that's
it always
great.
Makes you just feel good that like, you know, they're making ground overseas.
Yeah, it's really cool.
In scenes that you wouldn't expect, like a Philly group totally loving this group from Mansfield in Brisbane. It's like that's modern day internet connections, radio. It's all at work. Beautiful.
All right, have a good one. Catch you soon.
Bye.
Dave from Maitland, you like some draft first thing on a Friday?
Oh, yeah. Good day.
Very, very good.
It's very, very good indeed. Now, you're gearing up for a pretty big festival happening in your hometown soon.
Oh, yeah. Grooving next weekend.
Grooving the Moo. Hitting up Maitland first, then travelling all around Australia to some regional towns, which is nice. D-Raft is going to be there, which will be excellent. What's it like being in a town like Maitland, which does have Groove in the Moo, comes around once a year, you know, not that many other festivals happening around Maitland for the rest of it. What does it mean when Groove in the Moo comes to your town, Dave?
Oh, it shuts the phone lines down for the day. It's just great. All we have is Steam Fest, really.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay. So when you got Groove in the Moo happening, run us through your sort of your usual Groove-in ritual.
So I just wake up, have some pre-drinks with the boys, and then, yeah, just wander down.
Do you live close by?
Oh, yeah, like probably 10 minutes up the road.
Oh, oh nice. Nothing better than a wander to the festival, mate. That's nothing so better good. At
You're
all.
Not stuck on trades with crumbs or anything.
Begging someone's younger brother or sister to give you a lift. No, 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 no.
What about the people? Do you know anyone? Because I always love going around Groove of the Moo or some festivals, maybe even the One Night Stand, which we had in Geraldton last weekend, and people's balconies just sort of sit and they've got a good view from the balcony. Do you know anyone with a sweet view in Maitland?
There's not really any balconies around, but there's this one place just outside the showground, and they always have a barbecue on.
Yeah.
And they're always selling snags and cans of drink and stuff.
Ooh. Oh, nice.
Making it a little business opportunity, potentially, getting the sausage sizzle going on.
Well, yeah, but it's only like a dollar. I don't really mind. It's worth it.
Yeah, definitely.
100%. Well, someone you're going to see there is Alex Dyson. You're going to be hanging out with everyone as
hanging
well,
Hanging out with
Dice.
My dad as well. He'll be here at the Maitland One Night Stand, so say hello to him, Dave.
I will. Make sure you look out for me. I'm going to have a Legionnaire's hat on.
Well you should, sir.
I will.
Because there's nothing worse than coming home from a festival. You think you've had a good time. You go down and suddenly your pillow's stinging you. Your neck's got sunburn. And you're like, well, that's my day ruined right there. Mm-hmm. So good to have some protection there,
Never
Dave.
Never be too safe. Thanks, Dave.
Hope you're well. You're listening to Triple J this morning. We've got Like a Version coming up later on with Modern Baseball. In the meantime, checking out what you're up to. Thanks for your text, 0439757555. Hey, boys, Nick from Gosford here. Just thought I'd let you know that this is my last Friday at work for 6 weeks off to the USA. Have a very good time. That'll be great. Shout-outs to Mike, my last Friday night to myself for a while, having my first baby tomorrow. My wife is getting induced. So excited. Good luck with that one, Mike. Being a father tomorrow. Ooh. That's pretty cool. Camping in Katoomba and attending a youth convention with a couple of thousand teens this weekend. Shout out to everyone heading up to Kick tonight. See you there. That was from
All right, Dyson.
And I'll read this final one because it segues nicely into our conversation we're about to have. Heading to the airport with the whole family, off to Fiji. Convince them to listen to Triple J. Fair to say we have added 4 new rat dogs.
Well, that does fit perfectly with what I'm about to say because, I got one of my favorite Instagram direct messages yesterday. Now, and you know that I'm a fan of the direct message.
Oh, you, right? Matt O'Kine loves a DM, as the Hilltop Hoods message box knows. Before
he
even
knew
them.
I have slid into a few DMs in my time, all right? But this one was just great, okay? Random user who I'm not familiar with, Jeds182, just sent this out of the blue, okay, direct message, and says, saw this in a servo today, ha-ha, funny as, right? Now, underneath that message, there is a picture of a, look, I have to say it, Dyson hand dryer. We were talking about them yesterday and about how our studies have come out that they're inefficient, but under this, on this Dyson hand dryer, little letters have been stuck on. So above the word Dyson, it has your name, Alex.
Yeah.
And then the little tagline underneath that, it says the fastest, most hygienic, and then more letters have been put on that say rat dog. Alex Dyson, the fastest, most hygienic rat dog. I don't know where this servo is. I mean, please, if there's more sightings, then, I mean, let us know. I put a picture up on the Facebook page that we have, Triple J Breakfast. So go to that, facebook.com/Triple J Breakfast. Check it out for yourself.
Search Matt and Alex.
They cracked me up so much.
They've got someone's got a label maker and has just played around with it. They've covered up dryer and put rat dog, which is not my favorite nickname. I used to get Daiso at college.
And you know what I love about this? This isn't for us. This is for the people. This person has just done this purely for the joy of spreading the rat dog whiskers around.
Oh, no. Servo bathrooms where the rat dog lurks. Natural habitats. All right. Matt and Alex on Facebook if you want to see the virus that is spreading.
And in the AFL, Collingwood coach Nathan Buckley says his side won't be pretty to watch this weekend as the players try to get back to basics. Buckley admits his side's defensive pressure wasn't good enough in the shock loss to St Kilda.
Thanks, Ruby Jones.
No worries. Hey, I'm feeling a little bit underappreciated at the moment.
Oh, why?
Oh, no, what happened?
We always appreciate you, Ruby.
Oh, no, not you. You guys always appreciate me. Oh. But it was my housemate's birthday on Tuesday. And being a good housemate, I went and bought him a bunch of cupcakes, right? And I put them like out aww in the kitchen, clearly labeled birthday card, you know, yeah, happy mm-hmm birthday with his name. And then I got up the next morning. So Wednesday morning, they were still there on the counter. He'd obviously come home, hadn't seen them. That's fine. It's yep fine. Put them in the fridge. I was like, yep, he'll see them soon. Like, you know, the card facing out. So as soon as he opens the fridge, he'll see them.
Surprise. Yep. Birthday surprise.
This morning, they're still there unopened.
Oh, no.
So his birthday was on Tuesday.
It's now Friday. The cupcakes are probably not edible anymore.
So what are you going
to
do?
Well, I don't know. I wanted to eat them when I saw them, like, on, you know, Wednesday and yeah again on Thursday, but now it's probably not, you know, they're probably not tasty anymore.
It's stale.
And, I mean, I don't even know where he is. Well, have you seen them? Like,
too many crumbs.
I've had the same thing. I mean, it was my birthday on Tuesday, and my wonderful people that work at the venue that I do my show in, they got me a massive thing of donuts. So many donuts, way more than I could possibly eat. But I kept them in the fridge by accident all of Wednesday, and I brought them into work yesterday, and they're a little bit stale, but it's the complete opposite. I came in this morning and they were absolutely, it's a disaster zone. whatever happened, whatever the people here did yesterday, arvo, it's a bloodbath. There is salted caramel and Nutella everywhere. It's disgraceful.
Well, you can always bring them in here. I mean, that's we're always fine starved for baked goods in the morning.
Yeah, well, look, next time I'll just come straight to you guys with the cupcake.
Yeah. Well, because we always leave stuff, or, like, it always happens after we leave from, you know, you go home. So
tell you what, working no at Triple J.
No one eats breakfast cake. So, yeah.
Come in, there's an all-staff email. You will get it at 5 a.m. in the morning. And all-staff email. Hey, guys, cake in the kitchen at 3 p.m. I'm like, I can't stick around just for the 3 p.m. cake. Put it on earlier. Morning tea. Morning
just
tea.
Just remember, Ruby, that it's the thought that counts.
Well, I mean, I like to think that, you know, I was doing it selflessly and it was like, you know, just a nice gesture. But now that I haven't gotten any appreciation, I realize that actually I really wanted someone to say, you're a nice person, Ruby. And Victoria is making an audacious bid to try to snatch the NRL Grand Final from Sydney. The state government says both Victoria and the NRL would profit from staging future NRL Grand Finals at the MCG.
It's bold.
No. Okay?
That's bold.
Turn it up, Victoria. Queensland, out of anyone, deserves the final. What a joke. You're a joke.
MCG's a nice place.
I can see if the Storm were playing, potentially.
No, not at all. I can't believe that was even a thought.
We'll see how that goes. But, you know, the place of origin there, every now and again.
Why don't we just have it in Auckland? Hey?
Well, they've just announced this morning they're playing an AFL game in China next year, 2017. Port Adelaide will be playing for premiership points. That'll be big.
Speaking I feel like at least in China there's enough, like a bigger population that you just would, you'd feel like it has to be full.
And it's not the final of your code in a place that does not follow it.
Yeah.
I mean?
Saying Melbourne is one of the sporting capitals of the world, so...
They always say that. Now, speaking of sport, Rubes, you loved to watch Kobe drop 60 in his final match yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty standard.
Final game versus the Jazz. It was pretty big stuff. This is what a few musicians had to say because, you know, basketball gets a look into music all the time. This is Lil Wayne.
It's just that simple. There's nothing that Kobe Bryant can't do. He will defend your best player. He will shoot from the...
Lil Wayne, loving it. As was Ice Cube, Kanye West in here as well, as Snoop. Woo!
Give us 5 more years, man. Come on, you can do it, man. This don't have to be the last game. You know what I mean? This is a sad moment for me in my heart.
We're going to miss you. We want you to have a great time. But no one understands this. You on my wall of fame because you in the wall of game. Love how you play it. That's why I say it. Love you, brother. Enjoy your life after basketball.
Love how you play it. That's why I say it, Ruby.
What separates Kobe from the pack?
More than Kobe Bryant. There is no one.
I used to love putting on music. I think I put it running at DMC and like do dunks on our small basketball rink, like just getting in the zone. There's something about listening to music and just playing ball that is... Quite enjoyable.
Did Kobe make a few of your NBA highlight vids that you love watching?
Mate, he's top 10 of all time. Great stuff. Watching the highlights of him yesterday, putting down 60 points, getting him over the line because Lakers were down by 10 with only a couple of minutes left on the clock and he drained a couple from beyond the perimeter.
Do you still play, Alex?
basketball.
Yeah.
And no, I don't.
Oh, you hit the courts every now and then with your dad.
Yeah, but he still beats me. He's too good.
Yeah, it's coming up. Gonna be a bit cryptic with this one.
Here's where we interview.
Like a virgin.
They work hard and rhythmically.
We all have different influences.
Here's a life on Mars.
I've got a lot of very important things to tell you.
I've always liked this song.
I never do any cover songs.
Not many, if any.
Do you know?
Check to the mic. Check, 1, 2.
Like a Virgin on Triple J.
Yes, it's Friday, Like a Virgin time. I always get excited, and especially so because we're joined in the studio by Modern Baseball.
Hello.
Morning, guys. We've got Brendan, Jake, Ian and Sean hanging out with us this morning in the studio. We've got a couple of guitars, a bass and some drums. How are we going, guys?
Great.
Good.
Really awesome.
Good.
Guys, had some great gigs last weekend. How's everything been going? How was your trip to Australia?
Awesome. Everything's been amazing. The trip itself was a little long.
Yeah.
But all the shows have been really, really great. And yeah, we're just very fortunate to be here.
Longer than usual, would you say, Brendan? Why was that? Did it feel long? Did you not able to sleep on the plane?
We took the scenic route. Yeah.
What's the scenic route? How did you go get here?
You start in Philadelphia and then you take a short hop to London. And then you roll over to Malaysia.
Roll over.
You just kind of hobble over to Malaysia.
I've been to the States before. It's one flight. You could have gone Philly to Dallas and then Dallas direct to Sydney.
See,
no stoppages.
What we did, you might call the wrong way.
We're trying this new thing out.
Was it the budget way by any chance?
I can imagine so. No, not at all.
We are fabulously wealthy.
We paid everyone draw.
Well, the experience is what enriches you, which is great. Yeah. You finally made it here, playing a few shows, which is excellent, and knocking off a few firsts as well. Even this morning in Triple J, you're not doing a few firsts. Pam, our marketing lady in the kitchen, making her breakfast. Modern Baseball hanging around with their instruments. What just happened?
Had some Vegemite.
Yeah, Vegemite. We saw a toast and I was like, what the heck is that?
Why are you putting tar on your toast?
Yeah. At first, I thought it was Nutella. I was like, here we go.
It's kind of the opposite.
It's very much the opposite. Will you be going back for round two, do you think, boys?
Yeah, maybe another day. I liked
it. I would probably put a little less on, but I thought it was good.
Yeah, people were telling us that I guess like everyone does their own Vegemite and toast here.
Yeah,
you can't get someone else to do it, and I understand that completely now.
Yeah, Sean, you said you didn't mind it, but it's very much people talking about, oh, you put too much on, it's a light smear. Well, it's just less bad then.
Yeah.
Less of it. It doesn't make the taste good.
It's very salty. Yeah.
Wasn't your only first as well. You guys got introduced to a bit of a party tradition at one of your shows in Sydney.
Yeah.
Involving shoes.
Okay, now this is quite incredible because Triple J, as we like to do, get out and record some live performances wherever we are. Now, this was happening for your show at the Oxford Art Factory.
Yes.
And we've got some audio here, which probably won't make live at the Wireless when you hear Modern Baseball, but just let's transport you to the stage to see exactly what happened when Modern Baseball were playing in their Australian show.
What should we do while we're in Australia? What?
Chewing.
Chewy. 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 Chewy.
Chewy.
Chewy.
Chewy.
Chewy. Chewy.
Chewy.
Chewy.
So you thought they were saying chewy as in you should do a Chewbacca impression.
Yeah, like that's what you have to do when you get to... It's all in the Lonely Planet books.
Yeah, come on.
That's incredible. So that was good. But eventually the penny seemed to drop. This is what happens.
Oh, there's that one Smith Street Band lyric I finally understand.
Okay, so it was a shoey, as in drinking out of your shoe.
Yeah.
Now, what are you guys thinking while you're up on stage and these people are chanting stuff at you.
That was crazy rhythm.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah. Also, when the person, when someone came up and finally did it, I was like, man, I hope you like wore socks tonight. It's really hot in this room.
He took it right off his foot and then did it and then put it right back on it. Yeah. And, the crowd. Yeah.
And we were all like tuning like, okay.
And usually if someone stands on the stage, we're just like, get him off. Why is he here? But this, we're like, let's feel this out.
Yeah. For sure. Well, it sounded like you had a great time with like the crowd. Yeah. I heard that were singing along to all your songs. What was that experience like?
That's wild.
That's been amazing. Yeah, it's been absolutely wild. Also, like all the fans, all of our fans here have been so supportive and nice and been coming up to us and saying like, hey, we appreciate you for taking the time off. We appreciate you more for coming back.
Yeah. All right, now we're going to jump into an original song here as part of like a version from Modern Baseball joining us today. Apple Cider, I Don't Mind, a brilliant track coming in at about 2 minutes long, which is so great. I love playing the song. Me and Matt, it stuffs us up sometimes because there's a period of silence after the song. We have to scramble and turn the mics back on. Oh, sorry, that was Modern Baseball. They finished it up. How do you know when a Modern Baseball song is finished?
When it starts to feel forced is when you should bail.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great motto for life.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Well, we're
excited to hear what you guys have got for us with Apple Cider. I Don't Mind. It's short, but it is sweet. I feel like a version right now on Triple J. Matt and Alex are with you. Take it away whenever you're ready. Modern Baseball.
That is Modern Baseball with Apple Cider, I Don't Mind. Awesome, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Off the upcoming album, Holy Ghost. We're looking forward to that one just as much as we're looking forward to a cover from Modern Baseball.
Yes. Now, there was a lot of... we need to get a clue from you to begin with. So before you come back into the studio to set up, what hint can you give us as to what cover you might play?
This band violently loves weed.
All right, Jake, the mystery quiz master here for us this morning, giving us the clues. Feel free to get any guesses in on 0439757555. The band violently loves weed.
Like a version on Triple J.
Yes, and for Like a Virgin, we're stoked to have in the studio Jake, Brendan, Ian and Sean. They all make up the band Modern Baseball. Hello again, guys.
Hello again.
Hi.
Thank you for coming out. Just discussing Australian foods and abbreviations. And I've just been told, gentlemen, that Jake, your accent is pretty good.
You've been
ratted out. I'm sorry. And given this is Australian radio, you would like to offend our nation, please, by giving us your best impression of our dialect.
Before this happens, we really love you guys for doing this.
All right, well, don't let us stop you. Go for it, guys.
I am in no way related to Will Wagner or Tim Allen.
Thank you.
That was actually pretty good.
Thank you.
I got to tell you.
Most people
go really hammered up, you know. They do this.
It's the subtlety that matters.
It took a while to get like the no.
Now, why? It seems like the quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog of Australian words. Yeah. Why is Tim Allen jumping in here? What's going on?
We were talking about the Shaggy Dog classic American flick. You know, Tim Allen just popped out.
Will Wagner and Tim Allen, the Shaggy Dog. What a movie! Currently rating 4.4 out of 10 on IMDb.
What is Jungle to Jungle rated? Another Tim Allen classic.
Wow.
We're getting back in there.
That's beating it. That's five out of 10.
That was a good one. Jake, thank you very much for obliging with that one. You are in the country. You played a few shows last week. I hope you enjoyed them if you managed to make it on. But as we said before, you were slated to come out a little while ago. And I've got to say, gentlemen, watching your documentary, which just dropped during the week as well. So I laughed. I cried. It was pretty incredible in 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us, you know, the story behind your coming to Australia and Modern Baseball's latest album?
Yeah, we originally planned to come to Australia last September. But prior to that, I was self-admitted into a treatment program for my bipolar disorder and my alcohol addiction. And we took that time off and like got everything sorted. And it definitely helped us grow together and helped the band grow a lot. And then when I got back, we started recording a week later and we were not ready.
Well, I was going to ask, I mean, after going through something like that, Brendan, I assumed the writing would kind of pour out of you. Is that what happens?
Yeah, it was definitely came pretty fast. I think everyone was very excited and about that, especially our producer, Joe Reinhart. When we showed up there, he was like, cool, Jake's half is pretty much done. You guys have like solid demos for these. Bren, what's up? Nothing, Joe. Oh, okay. You should probably go home and finish this.
Sure. It's worked out great.
Certainly has. And I admire the honesty in Modern Baseball as a band because it's your first band that you've ever been in as well. It's part of the documentary saying people get, you know, bad songs out of the way before, you know, getting a good name and then going along. But it's quite incredible. And it must be, you know, coming to Australia and seeing the connection with people around the world who, you know, everyone going through things at the time. There must be great to see that this, you know, message and experiences resonate with a lot of people around the world.
Yeah, it's like we were saying earlier, all of our fans here and all over the world have been so supportive. And when we took that time off, when we expected some backlash, even if it was just a little bit, being like, why aren't you guys coming here? We've been waiting for a really long time. But instead, it was honestly humbling how many people were like reaching out to us personally and via the band, like Facebook and other social media, just saying like, hey, take your time. We'll be patiently waiting. We hope that y'all are good and we're excited to see what's to come.
And now that you are here, have you found the audience is really just welcoming you with even more kind of force and excitement?
Well, when they're chanting, drink out of your shoe, drink out of your shoe. That doesn't happen at all gigs, gentlemen. I'm not sure if you think that's a common thing for most bands' fans to start yelling that in quite good unison, I must say.
Yeah.
As we heard before 8 a.m.
That's the other thing.
It sounded rehearsed.
All right, guys, we're going to start this on 1, 2.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when it's your national anthem, it's quite easy to sing it at any time.
Well, let's jump
in. I thought Men at Work was your national anthem.
Yeah, no, you are right. We do have dual ones. Look, that could be a cover as well, option there, Sean. The clue that we did have before 8 a.m. was this person violently likes weed or group of people. Look, it's an interesting clue. Jake, can we reveal, Quizmaster, what it was about?
So that clue is for the band Violent Soho, and should I say the song we're going to play? And we're going to play the song Dope Calypso.
Violent Soho, you're big fans of the boys from Brizzy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, oh yeah.
They're on Side One Dummy in the U.S., a label that we're really close with. A ton of our friends, like Ron and work at that label. And when they signed, they were just like, you're going to love this.
And we totally did.
Australia has some really good music coming out of it right now.
Yeah.
Everything's really in your face, kind of.
Yeah.
And I think just I've always seen Australia as they've always, like, bands that aren't that popular in the States are super popular here, like the punk bands in the early 2000s and stuff. So it's just kind of like always been like, they know good music out there.
Yeah.
We're scratching your back and you scratch ours.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's awesome, guys. Well, we thank you for coming out here and, you know, playing some great music. And let's not stop you doing it right now with a Violent Soho cover for Like a Virgin. So stoked to have you guys play on a Friday morning. Take it away whenever you're ready. Oh, yeah.
On Triple J.
Doing the Mansfield boys proud there.
Yes, it is.
Represent 4202.
A Violet Soho cover, Dope Calypso, as done by Modern Baseball for Like a Version on Triple J this morning. That was awesome, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm sure the Violet Soho crew will be driving around Australia, around Brizzy, and having listened to that, pretty stoked that Modern Baseball.
That's terrible.
Covering their music.
We're bummed they like us.
Well, who knows? Maybe they'll come in and reciprocate. Yeah. The back scratching will continue.
Oh, I accidentally said 4212. It's 4122. Okay,
oh,
sorry.
No.
I'm sorry, text line. Wow, I'm sorry, Soho fans. Oh, man.
Uh-oh,
I was going to cop a
shut
massive.
Shut it down. Shut it all down.
All right, we've got to turn the mics off and quit while we're still ahead. We'll let you guys go. Thank you so much for popping by the studio. We look forward to Holy Ghost coming out in May as well. It's only about a month.
Yeah, we're very excited.
Any big plans for when it drops? You going to be doing anything crazy on top of, you know, flatbed trucks or something driving around places?
Our release week is pretty crazy. We're doing like a screening for the documentary as well as a music video that we just shot with all of our music video crew, everyone who like recorded the record, anyone who's really involved and can make it to Philly. We're doing that. We're doing a few like release shows with a ton of friends.
Yeah.
So we're just really we're really excited to start playing the songs.
Yeah.
And then hitting up Lollapalooza at the end of July as well.
Yeah.
So good.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Brendan is speechless there, just shaking his head. Wow. That's in a sentence that's said out loud. Okay, guys, we'll let you get to it. Thanks for dropping by Triple J this morning. We'll catch you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, hope you're doing all right. Matt and Alex are with you, and we're a bit peckish on this Friday morning.
That's absolutely right. It's time to sit down at the the cafe and have a little chat to our buds, and that means you. So if you'd like to get in touch, anything, 0439757555 is our text number.
We mean anything.
Yeah. You could be talking about, you know, Kobe scoring 60 in his last game, all right? You could be talking about Australian politics with the potential hike in tax on cigarettes that the Liberal Party are now mulling over despite being opposed to it not too far away now.
Right. You could be talking about, you know, Guinness World Record books and like the gentleman who just took out the record for most hours spent watching TV in a row. New Yorker guy.
How long? All right, because I reckon I'd be up there. So
these are the rules. These are the rules. Participants could not break eye contact with the screen.
Oh!
They received a 5-minute break for each hour of continuous television they watched.
Yeah.
And they were not allowed to engage in prolonged conversation with anybody else in the room. Start off with three people. All right. Now we're talking, they're going through Curb Your Enthusiasm, Bob's Burgers, Battlestar Galactica, all of these things, all right? It was all held, it was put together by a tech company, a tech magazine. They filmed it. Guess how long? Straight.
I will go 65 hours.
First person, boredom kicked in, dropped out at the 10-hour mark.
Okay. Was this for a prize or just to be in the book?
This is to be in the book, okay?
Yeah.
Next person dropped out at the 59-hour mark, okay? Molly Ennis broke eye contact with the screen and was disqualified.
Oh, that's rough. That is rough.
59 hours. All right. The winner, who reckons that he was hallucinating, like properly having waking dreams while he was just staring at the screen, 94 hours. Alejandro Fragoso, 94 hours straight.
Without breaking eye contact, sleeping.
Well, he had 5-minute breaks every hour. But yeah, like aside from that, just staring at the screen.
Yeah, it's been a good week so far listening to M83. That's Time Wind. Tell you what, 94 hours is a bit of a time wind, time gale going on there. For the guy who watched TV to get in the book of records, wouldn't
Alejandro
be surprised if
Fragoso.
The crumbs at that particular world record organization just go, actually, no, we won't put you in, even though it should rightfully be within there, as they did with us when we got a fastest request. Actually, you know what? We can't measure it, so no.
Oh, man, I'm still... the guy in the videos that are online, he looks ruined. Like absolutely fried and battered.
We are chatting about whatevs this morning because it's after, it was almost 9 o'clock, end of the breakfast show week. The brunch table is on. You get to catch up with your mates. Francis from Melton. How are you, mate?
Not too bad, yourself?
I'm all right.
Good, thanks, Francis. What's going on? What do you want to chat about at the brunch table?
No, well, it's just firstly, happy birthday for Tuesday.
Oh, thanks, man.
No worries. Just since it was your birthday, I thought someone would have bought you a microwave.
Well, yeah, look, I mean, you are referring to the fact that I've heated up pizza on a frying pan.
Yeah, and all the other countless stories that you've told.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, last time I heated it up on a wok, all right, look.
Yeah, you watch your, this is a good point you bring up, Francis, because Matt O'Kine laments the fact that I'm not as much as a foodie as him. I don't watch Jamie's 30-minute meals. You know, I'm not on the Lifestyle Channel 24/7, except whenever he tells a story, he's rolling out, you know, rigatoni with a beer bottle. He's heating up stuff in a frying pan. What are you, man?
I'm in temporary accommodation at the moment, okay, that doesn't have a microwave, all right? So,
That's fair enough. But, like, I've seen the Twitter and everything. I mean, don't worry about the fivers. It's all about the fitties. I mean, there should be enough fitties for you to buy a microwave.
I'm not buying temporary microwaves for the month that I'm staying in this accommodation. Look, I'll have you know, a lot of people backed me up on this, Francis. They said you've actually chosen the best method to heat up pizza. All right.
You said it was...
You didn't even have a lid.
You said...
I know, okay? This isn't my place.
Oh, man. Thank you, Francis. Can
I do a quick shout-out?
Go for it, son. It's a Friday. Yes. Why not?
All right. Well, for Tali, for her birthday on Tuesday as well, same day as Matt.
Hey.
And to Dorsey and all the boys from the Curtic Youngbloods and the basketball team.
Oh, did they score in 60 in final matches as well, like Kobe did?
not really.
All right.
Awesome. Thanks, Francis. I'll look into microwaves.
0439757555. The text coming in as well, as someone who just said, who's giving up smoking, Matt.
Yeah, it says, F Siggies, currently trying to quit cold turkey. Haven't had one since 10 p.m. Monday. Well, keep going, all right? Keep doing it. I tell you what, heading into a weekend, if you enjoy a drink and a cigarette, it can be a daunting, daunting thing.
Yeah.
But you'll be so much happier not smoking. So trust me, it seems scary now, but in a month's time, you'll have forgotten it even happened.
Yeah, so worth it. It's both health, money, what else?
And also, you don't have to get up and go outside all the time.
Yeah, smell wise.
Your friends are standing out in the cold. Yeah, you can re-wear your shirts like 3 days in a row. Trust me. I haven't washed this bad boy for months.
Breakfast with Matt and Alex on Triple J.